Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
We've been talking about divine favor. And today I want to continue by sharing about the revelation of God as our Father. God as our Father. In Ephesians chapter 3 and 14, the Apostle Paul wrote, "For this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named." Even as we begin this morning, I want to ask a question. Have you experienced God as Father? Let me put it another way. Do you know the Father? Do you know the Father? Now, this is an important question because many embrace Jesus as the way, but they miss the revelation that God, the Father, is the destination. Jesus told us in John chapter 14 and 6, he said, "I am the way, I'm the truth, and I'm the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." However, Jesus was acting on behalf of the Father God. He came to restore humanity's relationship with God as his children, with God as his children. Now, I want you to think about this. In other words, we were created to be the children of God. You can't have any greater father than God. God who created the universe. God is our Father. I want you to repeat after me, God is my Father. Now, I want you to think about this. In Luke chapter 3 and 38, it identifies Adam as the Son of God. We don't talk about it. But the Bible says Adam was the Son of God. God created a human son who began the human race, which meant that it was always his intention to have a human family. It was always his intention for us to be his children. And after the fall in the garden, God spoke through the prophets in the scriptures, revealing his identity and his sovereignty over humanity. Why? To bring us back to God, because sin separated us from God. God said, "The day you eat of that fruit, you will surely die." He meant first he would die spiritually. And that broke our fellowship with God. Sin came into the world and broke our sonship with God. Jesus Christ came to restore that so that once again, God would actually be our Father. And if you want God to be your Father, will you pause and give God a hand of praise for his goodness, for sending his Son? Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 1. It talks about how God used the prophets of old to reveal himself to us, to know who he was, to know of his sovereignty. But when God wanted to reveal himself to us as our Father, he sent his Son, Jesus Christ. In Hebrews chapter 1 and 1, it says this, "God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in the past to us by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom also He made the worlds. And folks, this is the reason why the Bible actually contradicts the false claims that all religions lead to God. All religions do not lead to God. You see, these opinions lack spiritual understanding that sin can only be forgiven through the sacrificial death of God's Son, Jesus Christ. I want you to listen to what it says in Hebrews chapter 9 and 14. It says, "For by the power of the eternal Spirit, Christ offered himself to God as a perfect sacrifice for our sins. And that is why he is the one who mediates a new covenant between God and people." You see, it was God the Father who appointed Jesus, his Son, as the only one who could bring humanity back to him as his children. In Matthew chapter 11 and 27, it says, "My Father has entrusted everything to me." These are Jesus' words. "No one truly knows the Son except the Father. And no one truly knows the Father except the Son." Listen. "And those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him." Jesus is the only one who can lead us to God the Father and to heaven. It's all in the Scriptures. In Luke chapter 11 and 1, it says, "Now it came to pass, as he was praying in a certain place, that when Jesus ceased, that one of his disciples said to him, 'Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples.' So he said to them, 'When you pray, say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us day by day our daily bread. And forgive us our sins, for as we also forgive everyone who is in debt to us. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one.'" Jesus Christ was sent by God the Father to restore you into becoming his children. This is such an important truth. Because when you see your life through the lens of God as Father, it releases faith to expect divine favor and miracles in your life. Look at somebody next to you and say, "I go through trouble sometime, but God is my Father. I'm not worried about it." If that's true, give God a hand of praise. When God is your Father, you don't have to worry about it. See, we have to recapture it and really understand. Jesus was the way, but the Father is the destination. Yes, it's about Jesus dying for you, but the Father, God, sent him to restore you into a place of relationship where God is your daddy. God is the one who's taking care of you. God is the one who is watching over you. God is the one who provides for you. You need to understand, God is your Father. That's the revelation God wants you to get this morning. And God gave Jesus the authority to make us his children. Think of this. In John 1 and 12, it says, "As many as received Jesus, to them he gave the right." See, to them he gave the right to become what? The children of God. Who did it? Jesus. Jesus brings us back to the Father. Those that believe in his name. In Romans 8 and 17, it says, "And since we are his children, we are his heirs. In fact, together with Christ, we are heirs of God's glory." It means we can walk in divine blessing and favor. And we've been missing it, folks, because we have not focused enough on the fact that God is our Father. God is our Father. Jesus introduced God as our Father, and he modeled it while he was on earth because it was so important for you to understand. God is just not somebody out there. God is not just someone who's waiting for a prayer. God is your Father. And many people, they have problems because perhaps they didn't have a father that had the characteristics of God. But God is the Father who wants not only to love you, but to bless you, to take care of all of your needs, to protect you, to guide you, not only today, but through the rest of your life, not only through the life on earth, but through all eternity. God will always be your Father. You don't have to worry because God is your Father. You know, so many people, because they don't understand this fact, even as Christians, they try to handle their problems by themselves. They look at their problems as something they're trying to convince God to do to help them. My friend, when you have a loving Father, he's looking for ways to help you. He's looking for ways to provide for you. He's living his life so that he can help you. You need to stop pleading in your prayers and start thanking your Father that he heard them and it's about to show up. There's a difference between seeing God as God and God as your Father. And this is what Jesus came to do, to introduce God to us as our Father. Let me give you an example. Throughout Jesus' time on earth, he always referred to God as Father.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve, and each of us have a prophetic destiny. Every person born is simply searching for the why and the how of their existence. Everyone wants to know, why am I here? And how do I accomplish my true purpose? Well, the why and the how of our existence can only be found in God, our Creator. The Bible says, know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us and not we ourselves. Your purpose is discovered by receiving Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. And you will never gain greater satisfaction in life than to serve your true purpose. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that's alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Throughout Jesus' time on earth, he always referred to God as Father. Now, this was a concept that most of the people at that time, they had no idea. They were afraid of God. They were so afraid of God. They were distant from God. And when the disciples said, teach us how to pray, like John taught his disciples to pray, Jesus said, okay, our Father. What? Yeah, call God Father.
Well, that's a big change.
Yeah, God is your Father. Folks, every time Jesus had an opportunity, he called God Father. Did he do it for our sake? No, he knew God was his Father. I'm sorry, for his sake. He knew we needed to recognize God was our Father. We needed to recognize that relationship, that it's really much closer with God than you can anticipate. Or you've been really saying out of your heart. This is what God wants us to do. He's our daddy. Jesus said, call God your dad. Oh, I know this is foreign to some of you. It may feel a little uncomfortable because it makes God so close to you. But folks, God is close to you. And let me tell you something about the Father. The Bible says, God, your Father, is love. Some people are uncomfortable when you begin to talk about love. Oh, love? Ooh, love. But I have a message from the Father this morning for you. God loves you. No, God really loves you. He loves you so much, he sent his only son to die for you on the cross of Calvary because he loves you so much. God wants to let you know today it's time for you to begin to see him as your Father. Jesus, he was an example for us while he was here on earth, as I stated in Luke chapter 2 and 46 as a child. He already realized that God was his Father, and when he remained in Jerusalem and his mother and his stepfather lost him because he was in the temple praying and talking to people, they finally found him and listened to what his mother Mary said. Son, why have you done this to us? We've been looking for you so anxiously. And you know what he said? Why did you seek me? Did you not know I must be about my Father's business? Mary actually said, your Father and I have sought you anxiously. And Jesus said, no. Joseph's not my Father. My Father is my heavenly Father. My Father is God himself. Let me give you another example. In Matthew chapter 16 and 27, Jesus said, the Son of Man will come with his angels in the glory of his Father and will judge all people according to their deeds. Jesus always spoke to God in relationship as my Father. He did not do it, folks, just for his sake. He did it more for our sake. If you get anything out of this message today, God wants you to get out of it. He's your Father. I'm your Father. I'm going to take care of you. You don't have to worry about anything. I'm your dad. I'm with you. I love you. I have made you and created you to do great things. And I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I'm right by your side. I walk with you every single day. I am watching over you every single day. You are the apple of my eye, and I am protecting you every single day. You know what Jesus did? Yeah, give God a hand of praise for that. While on earth, Jesus referenced repeatedly that God was our Father as well. Let me give you some scripture verses. In Matthew 6 and 6, he said, when you pray, go into your room, and when you shut the door, he said, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. He not only said, God is my Father, he said, God is your Father. In Matthew chapter 5 and 16, Jesus said, let your good deeds shine out for all to see so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father. In Matthew chapter 5 and 44, he said, I say, love your enemies, pray for those who persecute you. In that way, you will be acting as true children of your Father in heaven. You see, you must acknowledge and operate as God's child through faith to walk in the divine favor and power of the Father. You have got to accept God as your Father to connect with the power and the favor that he wants to bestow on your life. You know, there have been times in the past, even as a child, my dad was talking to a bunch of adults in the room, and I was just a little boy. And he's talking to all these adults, but I didn't care about them. I didn't worry about anything, even that he wasn't even talking to me. Because I was his son, I just walked right in the room and grabbed his hand and said, hey, Daddy, When you are God's child, you have access. I'm going to say it again. When you realize that God is your Father, you have access to God. You can go to Him day or night. You can speak to Him at any time, in any place, and say, Father, I come to you in the name of your Son, Jesus. And know that not only does He hear you, He's about to answer that prayer. Folks, it is so important that you understand the power of your relationship with God, the intimacy of your relationship with God. God wants us to draw nigh to Him. The Apostle Paul further elaborates on this relationship in his epistles. One of them in Romans 8 and 15, Paul writes, "For you did not receive a spirit of slavery that returned you to fear, but you received the spirit of sonship and daughtership, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father." The term Abba is an Aramaic word for father. It conveys the meaning of intimacy and trust. Can you say, Abba, Father? I love you. If you really mean it, give God a hand of praise right now. Oh, the devil doesn't like this message. He doesn't like this message because he never wanted us to be seen as the children of God. In his pride, he wanted to be like God. But when God created us, he said, I will make man in my image. So God created us in his own image. And the Bible says Adam was the son of God. That makes you children of God. And the devil hates that. He doesn't want you to have access to God. He wants you to remember you're just a little sinner. You disobeyed God. God doesn't care about you. Look how long it takes him to answer your prayers. But the devil is a liar today. We are children of the Most High God. And God loves us and God cares about us. And God is with us. And the more we really pull on our relationship of God as Father, more favor, more blessing, more strength, more help will be poured out upon us. Because the just shall live by faith. See, this is important what I'm saying to you. You got to believe what the Bible says to get everything that the Bible says. You got to believe that the Bible says God is your Father to receive God as your Father. All of the benefits of God as your Father. You've got to recognize and adopt God's fatherhood because only then it releases the divine influences in your life that God meant for you to have. Let me give you just a few. God imparts his identity and purpose in your life because this only comes through knowing the Father. You know, there was a survey that stated absentee fathers contribute to the identity confusion of children today. Well, let me say something to you. The Bible says you were created in the image of God, your Father. In other words, you were created by God to rule and to have dominion and to be a person of responsibility. See, that is your identity. You are a child of God.
Thank you for being with us today for A Place to Grow. If you were moved by today's message, you can download a copy for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org, and click on Audio Messages. Our new website makes listening and downloading faster and more simple than ever. And if you would like to help keep this radio ministry alive, you can make a gift offering right there online. That's aplacetogrow.org. The title of the message for today is, Are You Walking in the Father's Favor? Be sure and join us Monday for part two. Now let's pray with Pastor Steve.
Father, we come to you in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. We are praying for divine safety, protection, and provision. Your word says, keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me under the shadow of your wings. In the shadow of your wings will I trust. We love you and we bless you and we thank you, Lord, that you watch over us, that all is well. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.